Hey everybody, welcome to Vinny Drinks Beer. You don't know what's going on here. We're cracking open some cold ones. We're gonna talk about the daily news. We're gonna talk about the old news, the new news, and everything that comes with a fuse. Make it go bang, baby. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Tim Dillon Show. Or is it? No, it's not. It's Vinny Drinks Beer. Look, I know we've been dark for a while, a few weeks. A lot of things have been going on. Oh, goodness, still getting used to being back behind the microphone. Basically, we were going to make the jump to YouTube. That was my last commitment. It didn't happen, because what did happen were a few things, and I think I had posted some of this on the page. But basically, I decided, well, I've been wearing hats for a while on here, but decided back in January to wear the sunglasses, and basically, at the beginning of June, Tim Dillon, who I respect and admire as a podcaster, decided to take on a similar look. I believe I had put a side-by-side picture. I tweeted him. A lot of legal battles have been going on. So for now, I'll just emanate him and, we'll see who rips off who. But on that note, let's go ahead and just take a 5 to 10 to meditate. June 26th, and it's hot. Hot, rainy. The state of Michigan has been flooding. Everything finally opens up, and within a week, God just said no. He said, I was never going to flood the earth again, but Michigan, you cannot have this one. But that's fine. Also, the reason holding off on YouTube was because Spotify reached out to me and offered me a deal similar to Joe Rogan. It was very intense negotiations going back and forth. Ultimately, they realized that people were basically stealing all of my ideas, which is a proven fact. Actually, there's some, I don't know if he's a YouTuber or some kind of Facebook famous person, whatever, but I had made two different videos about the whole mask thing. It's just a joke videos, you know, have fun, laugh once in a while. And ironically, this really famous person, I don't know, they were verified on some sort, decided to make a video after I had made both of mine, I think, and decided to put it up. And it was oddly similar to the videos that I had made. I had reached out to him. And see, this is why it's tough when you're a brilliant original content creator. Everyone wants what you have, and not everyone can get what you have. But basically, Spotify, goodness, too. And yeah, we were readjusting this mic. We were going to do an exclusive deal because their approach and argument to me was, look, we see what's going on with your content. We have strong legal counsel on our end, and we know how far and widespread your podcast reaches. So essentially they said, look, we know you've been shadow banned on a number of different sites, platforms, etc., etc. And they said, we know that your numbers are better than Rogan's, so we'd like to offer you double of the deal we gave him to exclusively come with us. And I had to think long and hard about that decision. And really going back to what the essence of the podcast is, which is for you guys. Content available for free. Information. My thoughts. And I had to turn them down. It wasn't an easy, well, yeah, it was actually an easy choice, but I really had to go and think about, as an artist, because I am an artist. This is art. I am painting a canvas either visually or through your ears if you like that sexy microphone quality, which hopefully will be coming to YouTube soon. But it was just something I had to do for the people, by the people. That's the American way. We're not tempted by greed. We're not tempted by money or $250 million contracts. It's not in the best interest of not only the U.S. listeners, but also the global listeners, which I think is up to around 4.5 billion. But anyway. So I just had to give that update. I wanted to let everyone know, just in case anyone... I mean, the emails have been overwhelming. I've had to... I do the best that I can with the time that I have, okay? I live a very, very busy life. But, just don't get offended, or just get offended and... whine and cry about it. I don't care if I don't get back to you with any of your questions. Ugh. So with that out of the way, we will just be moving on. A lot of things have happened in the recent weeks that I think should be addressed. I see a lot of people all of a sudden, this just came into light. A lot of people talking about Britney Spears and Free Britney, and I think it's funny because how did any of you not know about this? I mean, realistically, this is not new news. Basically, have you ever watched VH1, back when cable was relevant? VH1 had a series called Behind the Music. And I'm pretty sure they had one on Britney Spears. But people, this is nothing new. This isn't some buried secret deep in the 33rd chamber of the Illuminati. The extortion, not only, see, this is what a lot of people don't understand. The extortion of child whatevers, actors, actresses, songwriters, any sort of performance. This is nothing new that goes on. And it starts when you're a child, and essentially because you cannot make executive decisions, it, of course, falls in line to your parents or legal guardian, whatever you choose to call it. And I'm just shocked and in awe that all of a sudden people didn't know about this. I mean, I hate to call names, but really, how dumb are you if you didn't know that this has been going on? Not only with Britney Spears, because that's been pretty apparent over at least the last 15 years, but in general. And, this is basically, I'll make a prediction right now. Britney will be dead before Labor Day. before Labor Day. She will be dead. And this is not me. I think she's a gorgeous, great gal. I only met her 3 times, but every time it was really a great, great conversation and great experience. But she's not going to last. And the irony is, which I'm shocked that people haven't been talking about, is the death of John McAfee. And if you don't know who John McAfee is, have you ever had antivirus software installed on your computer? Ever? McAfee, I think it's McAfee Security, something like that. He sold that company a long time ago. Moved to, I'm trying to think, I don't know if it was Ecuador or it was somewhere in South America. And basically, he died. I think it might have been Thursday or something like that. He mysteriously killed himself in a jail cell in Spain. Now, have we ever heard of any sort of narrative or similarities or something like that? Wasn't there that guy? What was his name? That guy that was, I can't remember what he did, but I think he had some sort of island. I think he had a nice place in Palm Beach. Oh, I'm struggling. What was his name? I think it, for some reason, Toys R Us comes to mind. Oh, Jeffrey Epstein. Oh, yeah, you know, that guy that mysteriously passed away in a jail cell in New York after everything got exposed. Now, John McAfee, he was a prominent character for a while. I followed him on Twitter just because his videos were hilarious. Most likely insane. There was at some point a documentary on Netflix about him, which really exposed the integrity and demeanor of this multimillionaire. And he was coming back on extradition charges for tax evasion to the U.S. from Spain, and just mysteriously decides to kill himself in his jail cell. Nobody's talking about that. Everyone wants to talk about Britney Spears, something that has been out there for years, and nobody seems to suddenly that's news. But this mysterious death of probably most likely a sociopath, I don't know what his net worth was, but I just don't understand how nobody's talking about that. I only met John 8 times. It was on Epstein's Island, actually, where we met. By the pool. You know, we were drinking sangria. He seemed like a decent guy. Probably a sociopath. Had a little bit more money than I do. But I get very concerned with the state of the state right now. I mean, we have a fourth wave, a Delta force of COVID hitting again. How is this not news? I've been locked in my apartment for probably longer than John McAfee in a jail cell in Spain. And I'm just concerned. I got 5 vaccines. I got all of them because you can't take chances. You can't take chances anymore unless it's with the lottery. But here's the interesting point about John McAfee. Like I mentioned, I follow him on Twitter, or I guess I followed him on Twitter, and being in a jail cell in Spain, he was there for a while. I don't recall how long, but I just find it ironic that he actually had a cell phone in his jail cell, and he was tweeting from it, from jail. I saw his tweets from jail. We private messaged back and forth, like, "Hey, John, how's it going in there?" He said, "The tacos are not good." But it's just strangely ironic to me how all of a sudden he had a good wife in that cell. He had a good wife in that cell, aside from the tacos. And I just find it funny how, well, I know I'm trying to think of who he was being chased down by. I can't recall if it was Interpol or some de facto CIA type thing, but basically he was being investigated long ago when he was in South America and managed to escape. It's all in the documentary. It's very fascinating. I'm not sure if it's still on Netflix, but I just find it strange that they bust him for tax evasion, and that's how they decide to extradite him. I don't know. I haven't looked into the headlines, because I'm honest with you. I would never lie to you. But I'm sure that they use the excuse for extradition on tax evasion only to convict him of more charges. That's why I'm assuming. However, I just think it's very odd, knowing that he would be charged with tax evasion, that he would decide to kill himself. I mean, he escaped basically some sort of, I can't remember if it was some sort of U.S. entity, but they were hunting him down. And nobody seems to be talking about that. It's just, oh, he died. Yeah, he knew he was getting charged, so he just killed himself. But Britney Spears getting exploited by her father as, you know, her business manager, that's new to us. So let's play that and just kind of dodge people's attention away from this mysterious suicide. Because, like I said, I'm willing to bet Britney Spears will be dead by Labor Day. They'll probably find a way to convict her and put her in a jail cell, probably in Spain, probably the same cell as John McAfee. And she'll just know that she's not going to win this case and mysteriously kill herself. Ironically, probably with the same hanging that, you know, the same noose. Pardon me. The same noose that Jeffrey Epstein and John McAfee used. I don't know, but I just have a funny feeling. And I need you people to trust me, because I predicted the pandemic. The complete economic collapse is coming. I thought they would be paired together. It's only going to get worse. Okay? So I need you to just trust me on this one. And I will own up to it if Britney doesn't, well, if she shows up to my super extravagant Labor Day party that I plan on having. But the fact of the matter is this, kind of switching gears, we might as well just take a quick 5 to 10 here and meditate, switching gears, and I don't want to bore people with economics and basic money principles, but unfortunately, I'm obligated to you to talk to you about money. And with a disclaimer of this is not financial advice. But we'll just take 5 to 10 here, and then we'll get into that, because goodness gracious. Ugh. Goodness. There's humidity on the top of these beers. That's not good. We just had... some people would label it as a monsoon. I would just call it heavy rain. Really, monsoons are more local. Ask Indonesia about monsoons, and then come to Michigan and invite someone from Indonesia to come to Michigan and talk about monsoons. But anyway, back to the focus. I heard rumor that there's going to be potentially a fourth stimulus check. And basically, what we've been doing since the beginning of, well, actually, since the 70s when we got removed from the gold standard, is just mindlessly printing money. Depending on who you're talking to, you know, all of it's backed by... the gold in the basement of Fort Knox, and it's rumored that there is no gold there. I realistically would not be surprised, but, you know, if you're part of the QAnon movement, then there is trillions of gold, and we're all just going to become wealthy. Very unlikely. However, over the past 15 months, yeah, because that's been about what it's been, we have, between the unemployment benefits and the stimulus checks and everything like that, it's a never-ending printing of money, and we're headed towards hyperinflation, and I've talked about this, I've warned people about this. Might as well change the show to Vinny just warns people and occasionally takes a sip of beer. But what we are doing, especially if we continue to do these stimulus checks, what people don't understand, this is how it works. Insider secret, trust me. I may not know a lot, but I know enough to know this. Immediately, and I'll see if I can draw some sort of metaphor or example of this. When you get immediate money into your account, whether it be $1,200, $2,000, $20,000, it looks good on paper, right? But what happens is, regardless of how much, it's almost this dual-sided thing. You have this, it's a farce, because you have these good-looking statistics on paper, and consequences do not matter until they blow up in your face. So, basically what happens is, as money continues to be endlessly printed and distributed, and don't get me wrong, there's people that need it. There are tons of people that need it. But what is going on, whether it's planned or not, I don't want to talk on the conspiratorial side of things, but what you see is, as this money shows up immediately in your account, slowly over time, because this is what happens. It's like you're climbing up a hill and you don't see the alligator that's at the top. And what happens is, as you increase the supply of money, what happens also is that the price of basic standard goods slowly rises. So even though you think you're getting the stimulus, you're actually, it's almost, all right, here it is. It's almost like waving a treat in a dog's face. But it's a poisonous treat. It looks good at first. It seems great. And you'll just eat it up because you want it. You need it. Maybe it'll give you some energy. Maybe it won't. But what you're going to see, and it's not like this is anything new. People wonder why the price slowly increases for small goods. And not even that. Just any sort of good. It's been happening for years. Do you want to know why? And companies that manufacture this, I mean, have you noticed, let's say you want, I think chicken and biscuit, you know, those crackers. I think that's Nabisco, if I recall correctly. And, you know, we'll just, because I don't say things because I don't mean them. I would never lie to you. I know what I know, so this is why you need to trust me, specifically on the economics course. But I'm fairly confident. I'm trying to pull up Google. I didn't have it ready to go, but I'm 99% confident it's Nabisco that makes chicken and biscuit. So you used to buy, go back if you're old enough, maybe 15 or 20 years, and you used to be able to go to the grocery store if you wanted to have a nice grilled cheese and soup and just dip a couple chicken and biscuits in the soup or break them up in there or something. Used to be able to get that box for, all right, finally it's up, chicken and biscuit crackers, let's see, it's looking like I was right, Nabisco. But anyway, you go to the store, you purchase this box of chicken biscuit crackers for probably around $1.50 or something like that. Nowadays, you go to the store and it's not only is it, and this is across the board, I love chicken biscuit crackers. Don't get me wrong. This is across the board with anything. You not only see a increase in price slowly, because this is how it's done. It's done very slowly because then people don't notice it, but also the packaging gets scaled down as well. You can do this with virtually anything. I don't know. I try to warn people because, okay, back to, goodness, I think I stressed myself out. Wouldn't that be crazy if I had like a brain aneurysm or something just while I was recording? Whew. Almost got struck by lightning the other day. That was an intense experience. But anyways, we'll take a quick 5 to 10 here, and then we'll keep going, because I will find a way to tie this back with everything else that we're talking about somehow. Somewhere, somehow. That's that Yellow Card song. Way Away, I think it was. Or maybe it was Ocean Avenue. I don't know. All right. So, back to economics class. Or this segment of economics. So, basically, what happens here is we have this not only minimizing the packaging of the product, but also price increase. And it's been slow and steady for quite some time. But what happens is, okay, basically, if you received any stimulus payments from the Fed, because that's where it came from, you can do your own research on that and see really how screwed we all are. If you watch even the first, I want to say, 10 minutes of the Zeitgeist, there's a few different films, and some of it I agree with, some of it I don't. It was made by this gentleman named Peter Joseph. But if you really watch the first 10 minutes, I would challenge you, you could probably look it up on YouTube or something like that. Basically, it breaks down how the Fed works and the infinite money supply that is created. And we are not a society of wealth. We are a society of debt. And it's this perpetual debt system. So, even though that stimulus check looks great in your bank account, you know, immediately helps you out, what happens is you end up actually, over time, because of this endless money printing, you are paying more for goods and services, and therefore a $1,200 stimulus check technically results in you paying X amounts more than what that stimulus check was worth, but it looks good because it's in your account. And we don't really consider all of these other principles. And oh, goodness, I wasn't even planning on going into this much economics, but in other news, what's he? No, something happened. Oh, I know what happened. Yeah, we'll move on from the economics segment here, and I highly encourage anyone to try to look up the first few minutes of that Zeitgeist film, or even just look up anything on. I would suggest how money is created. Just put that in, if YouTube still allows that. But no, we'll just get moving on. So just just get ready and buckle down. I guess that's what I'd say. Within a few years, things are not going to be good at all. So, June is Gay Pride Month, and I saw this thing last week, more confusing media headlines, that there was an NFL player, I think he plays for, it used to be the Oakland Raiders, now it is the Las Vegas Raiders. He came out as being gay, conveniently during Pride Month. And look, as a transgendered lesbian, I wonder why this is even a headline. Because here's the thing with any sort... I get that people want to celebrate different things. You know, there was Juneteenth, the ending of slavery, and everything like that. But I'm not saying we should erase any sort of history, because that's critical. It's important to who we are and how we operate. But I recall it was at least 5 years ago, might even have been 10, that there was an NBA player that came out that he was gay. Being gay is not a problem. I have friends that are gay. I have friends that are lesbian. I hug them. I've kissed gay men on the cheek, for goodness sake. It doesn't bother me, but with any sort of movement, when you focus on these different things, it doesn't create any more immersion. So I guess where I'm going with this is, okay, an NFL player comes out as gay. I'm sure there's other gay NFL players. Why does it matter? The fact that we need to make a headline and do 4 hours straight on SportsCenter about it is irrelevant, because it's like, who cares? I thought we were past this. If you want any sort of, like I said, immersion in social immersion, if we want to make any sort of progress, we need to not make these specific grandstand issues, because it doesn't matter. And in a way, it's a sort of exploitation, because what they do is they take that individual and they blow it up on a headline, and that's a way for them to create revenue. See, this is how companies work. They're not in your best interest. They don't care about you, whether it's any sort of media company, any company whatsoever. If it's a company, I should reword that, not company, corporation, because there are a lot of companies that do very well, specifically, small family-run companies, which really look out for the best interests of the public. And as, you know, it's almost like as the steps build up to the framework, the less and less they care about you. If they really plan on becoming big and become a corporation and everything like that. Because I work for a corporation. I have a employee ID badge. I have a number. That I'm identified as that number, similar to social security numbers. And, you know, speaking of debt and everything like that, if you really find out the whole purpose of a social security number, then yeah, that's a little dark and creepy too. But no, basically, the point I'm trying to make is that if they truly want acceptance into some sort of community, wherever it may be, we can't make these issues stand out. Well, they're not issues, but they're headlines. You know, and I'm sure that NFL player, that was probably really tough for him. But it happened in the NBA years ago when a guy came out. You know, similar to this whole Britney Spears thing. How do people not know about this? But, oh, because it's blasted as a headline in front of your face, then that's when you want to consume it. And it moves to social media, and then it gets almost magnified 1,000-fold, and then you feel obligated to share, and then more people read it, and all that is just getting more clicks in advertisement money for the companies that decide to, or corporations, pardon me, corporations that decide to distribute it. And it's a gross exploitation of just not only of the consumer, but also of the individual whom the story is about. But people choose not to see that. And if you vocalize these opinions, then you're anti-gay or anti-LGBTQ. It's so funny how we can just express, we can express things that exploit people, but when it comes to a voice of reason of any sort, or just someone trying to bring up a point, that gets immediately shut down. Immediately. And it's very odd and strange. And the more I witness it, I've witnessed it quite a bit, and the more that I really get concerned. But on that note, yeah, we'll just take another 5 to 10 here, and I'm trying to think of, oh, yeah, that's right. I know, where I need to go with this. Yeah, we'll just take a quick 5 to 10. This one is for, Elio Castroneves. He won his 4th Indy 500. It was a great race. In my opinion, that is the best day of the year, the day of the Indy 500. So, yeah, we'll just take 5 to 10 for him here real quick. And that was a great race. Witness history. All right. Get this reload ready to go. Goodness, it's all wet. It's probably warm. Ugh. But a few hours ago, I received a text from a number. It was an 818, and I'm pretty confident that is the LA. That's an LA area code. I know 310. Is mine. Might as well just pull up the Google and double check. But it's probably the same thing as the Nabisco thing. Here we go. Yep, LA County, 818. San Fernando Valley area. But anyway, so I got a text from this number saying that, and this was right after I got back from making a purchase. Seriously, within 30 minutes, I got this message. And basically it said, oh, hey, well, it didn't say, oh, hey, but it basically said that I was locked out of my bank account for security reasons, and I needed to, in order to address it, I had to click on a link. I saw that and immediately knew that it was a scam. I didn't click on the link. I'm assuming they wanted some of my login details, but I actually, shortly after that, I logged in to my bank account. Nothing was wrong, which I suspected, because it's not, I explained this, well, I'll get to that in a second, but basically, you know, just as a warning, because here's the thing, people are gullible and not that in the know about things. I am. So this is why you need me as a source of information. In a way, it's some sort of wealth when I tell you people how it is. But basically, I knew it was a scam. I didn't put in any information. I got a hold of a couple other people that I know who use the same bank that I do and just gave them a heads up. But essentially, I recorded this earlier because I actually called the number back. Hoping that someone would pick up. It rang and it went to voicemail. So I'm sure it's probably... Oh, and I left a voicemail too. I will see if I can't patch that in to this episode. Basically, I told them that I received the text and the link didn't work. And I was really concerned and asked if they could call me back. And I've been waiting for that call, and it hasn't come yet. But if it does, I will do my best to hopefully record that too. But I will be sure to edit and patch that voicemail in on the tail end of this episode. But see, this is the thing. It's not like fraud and scams have... It's not like they're a new thing, but this, it changes now. Well, it's been changed. It's been evolving because of this technological, digital era, I guess I would call it, that we're moving towards. And it's very, very, very concerning, especially for, you know, some of the older folks who didn't really grow up in this. I was kind of at that hub where I grew up. I used to have to write book reports and essays and things on paper. But at the same time, had a computer class. So I recall looking up things in encyclopedias. I used to read a book series, Encyclopedia Brown. So I've got a decent mix of both. But, you know... And who knows where this is going with everything. It's just a very easy, you need to keep your eye out for scams and everything like that. It's becoming more and more manageable. Well, I guess it's a personal responsibility that we all need to learn. Just looking out for yourself, doing basic standard things like, and it's annoying that it has to be this way because essentially what it is just you have to be cautious about everything. Everything you see, you know, through different avenues of social media and everything like that, you need to just... It's crazy. It's this duality of the internet where you have access to basically virtually everything. The internet is our library of Alexandria, and that can work in two different ways. You have this option to explore these well, whatever you want, whatever you think, and everything like that. But on the reverse side, it can be used to exploit you in many, 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 innumerable, infinite different ways. So just be cautious and be hesitant. It's been great to be back with you guys. I know it's been a while, but that was just something. Those were a few things that I needed to kind of explain to you guys, because during the downtime and the Spotify deals and you know, many legal pursuits, those were some things that I picked up on. So be cautious, be careful, and you know, we're already at the 50-minute mark, and I still have this beer here, so we could probably just find something to joke around about for another 10 minutes. It'd be nice and just a, well, it's so funny, kind of reassimilating myself being behind a microphone again. It's weird. But we could probably find something to riff on for maybe, yeah, another 10 minutes or so, something like that. Let's see. Let's just, we'll go old fashioned and pull up, I wonder what BBC World News has to, has to say. Let's see. World. All right, here's one. Hot air balloon crash kills 4 in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Tragic. Tragic. You know, I struggle to come up with, like, different date ideas and even potential vacation destinations for myself. But, you know, this is really a bummer, because one thing that I've always wanted to do is stand in a basket with a torch above my head that fills up, some people call it a balloon, probably not a balloon. We'll take 5 to 10 here for the 4 that were killed. And before we get into the article, this was 5 hours ago, by the way. You know, I'll be curious to see if the 4 people that died were all in the basket, or if it landed on a couple people, and maybe they're out there walking their dog or something. I don't know. But yeah, we'll take a 5 to 10 for these 4 said souls here. And yeah, we'll read it. And yeah, who knows? All right. Let me get my article reading voice on here. 4 people have been killed and 1 more is in a critical condition. Grammar mistake right there, BBC. Is in critical condition after a hot air balloon hit a power line. I wonder if that was on takeoff or descent in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Here we go. The basket passengers were riding in... See, I almost want to... I don't know if the BBC hires third parties to write their articles, but goodness, another... I want to get in contact with them, and maybe I could become an editor or something like that, because what they're doing, they're ruining my show right now, because I'm trying to be honest, open, and give you the news. Because it says this, the basket passengers were riding in detached from the balloon and crashed, according to the city's police department. That sentence does not make sense. You can listen to it and memorize it and say it to yourself 10 times. I probably would have went with and instead of in, but what do I know? Witnesses on Twitter, I have a Twitter. Describe seeing the balloon fall to the ground in a completely deflated state. I might just report this person to BBC News, because this is the most hideous article I've... Anyway, the incident cut off power to more than 13,000 people in the area. The balloon hit the power line just after 7 a.m. on Saturday, police spokesman Gilbert Gallego said. The FAA, the Federal Aviation Administration, said the basket fell about 100 feet and crashed on a street before catching fire. The balloon floated off before coming to rest elsewhere. Interesting. I wonder what colors the balloon was. Was it... Oh, I can see it now. It looks like worn down Pride Month colors. Two men, including the pilot, and two... See... Okay, I read the title of the article and drank before we even got into it. And whoever wrote this, I cannot wait. I think I'm going to witness them on Twitter, because it says two men, comma, including the pilot, and two women died in the crash. To me, that sounds like five people died. I don't know about you. And honestly, as a transgender lesbian, a they, them, on top of that, I'm a little offended that we even had to identify the genders, which don't exist, in the crash. Joshua Perez was in the area when he heard the crash. He rushed to the scene with another man, and helped turn off the propane tank. That's brave. Mr. Perez told KLB4 News that those inside the basket were not moving. To see a balloon go down like this, it's heartbreaking, he said. Oh, well, at least you can get a quote right and put a comma before the he said. Great job. The cause of the accident is being investigated by the FAA. Honestly, I think it is time we move on from the hot air balloon. And it only fell from 100 feet. That's not much. It could have been way worse. I don't know. Why don't you just go to 7-Eleven and get a Slurpee on your first date like the rest of us? Goodness. Or, you know, see what... Women like chicken nuggets. Just take her to McDonald's. Get a 20-piece. It's not that expensive. And more likely than not, you're not going to lose your life going through a McDonald's drive-thru getting food than you are suspended in a hot air balloon, which really didn't even get that hot, apparently. I don't know. What do I know? Well, we hit the 1 hour mark, and I will be on vacation next week I'm going to be on vacation next week regardless, except for Monday and Tuesday. As far as I know right now, I might just have to call into work and tell them that I was involved in a hot air balloon accident while hovering 25 feet over the ground. And then just take a hammer and break my leg with it and take some time off to heal and recover from that. Who knows, but we will see how everything unfolds here. Obviously, we'll be following up with the FAA investigation on this tragic hot air balloon accident because I actually saw a personal balloon float across the sky the other day, and it made me very concerned. And I was just glad it was not attached to a toddler's wrist. But on that note, it's been fun. Good being back. We will be back at some point. Depending on the legal conversations with Tim Dillon's legal counsel for doing this, which if you reverberate back around, I did back in January. He did at the beginning of this month. So yeah, I guess that's it. And we will be in touch. And whatever you do, you think about the economics course that I just explained half hour ago. It's worth it. It'll be worth your time, and it'll definitely be worth your money, whatever that is. So, all right, cool. Thanks, guys. Yeah, I shut down the Facebook Live, but I'll see if I can't patch that recording in to the end of this, and we'll see how it goes. Thank you for those who decide to download. It's great. It really helps me out, and yeah, it is what it is. So you guys stay safe. I love you. Bye.